This is Monterey Bay Today from KEZU News. It's Tuesday, August 18th. I'm Lisa Ledeen. The timber fire in Big Sur has increased to nearly 5,200 acres and remains 21% contained. Cal Fire is now operating its response out of Cal State Monterey Bay. KEZU's Jillian Smith has more.
The timber fire has been burning for more than a week. Cal Fire Battalion Chief Josh Silvera says the agency moved to Marina to be closer to the fire.
We did our first operational briefing there, and we're fully moved into CSUMB at this point.
Crews have another satellite camp in Big Sur, and together firefighters are working to strengthen containment lines and keep the fire south of the Big Sur River. As students arrive on campus, CSUMB Police Chief Yvonne Gordon asks everyone to help maintain safety.
Please just make sure to follow the officers directing traffic to help things kind of run smoothly.
After a quiet summer, CSUMB expects thousands of people on campus during move-in days. Jillian Smith, KAZU News.
President Donald Trump has recognized a Santa Cruz teen lifeguard. In a meeting at the White House Monday, Trump praised Ryder Williams for a rescue he made. A video of the July rescue at Seabright Beach in Santa Cruz went viral.
What you did was incredible, and everybody saw it, and you'd watch it over and over. I know when I first saw it, I said, roll that back. I want to see that again. Is that really happening?
Ryder and his parents, as well as the boy he saved and his father and sister, received the invitation from the White House. Several of the California State Parks staff who train ocean guards also attended. Trump also says he's open to considering efforts to designate ocean guards as first responders, which could put them on equal footing with EMTs. That audio courtesy of C-SPAN. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.